in the top Rishon Hey. We're in Sif Aleph because that's the only Sif that there is. Okay, so he sent you back the issue of Tchum. He sent you back to look at Siman Tav Kuf Pei Vav and the Siman Shin Zayin. Whether you taught Lala Telagoy to go past the Tchum to get the item. Hanu b'Siman Shin Zayin maybe a Mechaber Gam Dasa Oyser. Shoes to shoes from Makam Mitzvah. So what would the issue would be? A Mir Lakam is at the Rabbanon. Tchum of 2,000 Amos is at the Rabbanon. The Tzarech Mitzvah. So to shoes to shoes, but there's an opinion which says even that's also, even the Makam Mitzvah, that's still also. Yeah. But. Simon Tavku Pevav, Sif Chaval, Obsosim, Mahakal Bezev, Lohebi Klal Dasa Oizra. But in Hilchos Shofar, he allowed them to send the goy beyond the tchum to get a shofar. He did not bring anybody who disagrees. Lefi zeh, mutar af lechatchila lerman lenocher b'yom tip lahavi lulu mechus tchum. So extrapolating that to here would be the same number of case of lulu. That also be mutar. The language of the Shulchan Aruch, that says it in the past tense, that if he did it, I suppose it's saying you're allowed to tell him to do it. And the Aftamina is a tchum of twelve meal, which is the rice. So to tell the God the Chatchila to do it, that's going to be usher beyond your beis mil because that's the rice. Tell it less than Yud Beis Mil is Mutar L'Chatchila. But on the B'di'evid, even Beyad and Yud Beis Mil, we're not going to ask the either B'di'evid. The Kama Poskim, who issued the rice of the Yisrael. 12 mil already is an issued the rice of many Shitas. Can also the Chatchila, Lormer La'akim, Lahavi, fill him a Mokka Mitzah, even from a Mitzah, you can't tell the Goy to bring. Mokka Mekimen, Shekar Hevi, Mutar L'Lit L'Malotzes, but once you brought it already, you can use it. But I feel the Misha Huva Bishiloi, even the person who was transported for about Tom. The Kiman the Matilto Mutal Lakal, the Isser of an item which is brought Chusatum on Shabbos or Yom Tov, the Isser is not an Isser of Tiltos, it's an Isser of Hishtamshus. She allowed to move it. So once you're allowed to move it, the problem is benefiting it from it. Well, we have a rule. Mitzvah Lavahanas didn't know. So Mutar Gam Lotzis Boy, the Leoster Ella Lehanas Yimeno, U Mitzvah Lavahanas, La Mikriya Noah. So. Right, so we're good. If the issue would be an issue of tiltal, because I would have asked that's also in metal tov, it's brought close at home. So you have a problem. You can't pick it up to use it. But if the issue is just hanor, there's no hanor involved in using it for the mitzvah. Okay. Fine. Now, one interesting question is the following. By the Esrig, you mentioned before the Esrig is only kosher to be an Esrig if it's Royal Achila. Since now on Yom Tov, it's also Achila because it's also to have benefit from the Esrig, the physical benefit of eating it. So now it's not Royal Achila, but Royal Achila, the car shouldn't be a good Esrig. So that's a question which.
Say that again.
We mentioned before by Esrig that the rule is that Esrig has to be Royal Achila to be kosher. So here's an Esrig which you can't eat because it brought. So you can't. So less than a tchum of your beis mil. So you're allowed to talk about chilas. Obviously, you're allowed to use it, right? It's not true.
More than your beis mil, you're not able to use it.
More than your beis mil, or truly even less than your beis mil. They had to was to bring in for tzarech mitzvah, but other purposes. Parshas Yosef b'Hanlo, you can't have any benefit from. So his whole argument over here was using it for a mitzvah is not called the Hanlo, because the Chazal have a rule that mitzvah b'Hanlo is in it. But if you require that it has to be roy for Hanlo and it's not roy for Hanlo, so how do you how you to the mitzvah? So the Bikur Yaakov, the most additional brings the Bikur Yaakov asked the question. He answered like this: that halacha, that something which is brought chutz l'tchum is aser b'hanoa, is only for the person who was brought for it. Other individuals are allowed to benefit from it. So the ma'aseh is roy l'achila because people can eat it. Even if this individual person cannot eat it, that's still called roy l'achila because people in general could eat it. Okay, become welcome. So this is a heter. So less than your base meal is much of the chachila. More than your base meal is going to be also the chachila, but to be the evit. Become welcome. Mishas atchak. Shein motzei beir lulav acher lotzis. But there's no lulav available. Iskimar chen liyesh lahokel lermer laakam lahavi afil chutzi your base meal. We will allow you to ask God to bring it even beyond your base meal. And misamech on the shita. Hold there's no way to tchum of your base meal on yom. Get the kind of says say the lulu. Now he calls it the Afkim Yuchot Lachzu Baba Yom Rikayimitz to take it. You're going to send him on Yom Tov. He's going to arrive back on Yom Tov, and whether you'll be able to get to the mitzvah. Abba Shachal Yom Rishon Sheva Yom Tov Sheni. You cannot send him on Yom Rishon. Bring up to Shady. That you can't do. If it's beyond your base mill. Now, so why is that?
For the next day.
Because the second day is the Rabbanon, and your base mill is at the Raisa, so you can't tell the Goy to go do a Malacha, or an Issa the Raisa, in order to facilitate a Mitzvah the Rabbanon. Right? Now, but let's say, but taking that thought a step further, let's say you have a case of a Shabbos. We don't have this situation because our calendar we don't have the first day of Sukkot is Motzei Shabbos. But let's say the din of the Gemara it's possible because they would be Kaddish Api Chodesh Api Ria. So in that situation, if you would have that, telling the Goy on Shabbos to go beyond Yom Tov to bring it back to have it on Yom Tov would be mutter. Because even though you're asking to do a Issa Deraisa, but it's for the Tzarech of a Mitzvah Deraisa. So we said over here, we're bringing Semech B'Shas Adchak to allow you to go beyond Yom Tov.
So,
now, Meda'oid, take it one step further. The davka mechutzet chum shenalov isra tiltul. This is all working, referring, because the only issue we're dealing with is the issue of bringing mechutzet chum. Mechutzet chum does not generate an isser of muksa. So then the only issue over here is hanoa, and we said that the hanoa is not a problem because the mitzvah of hanoa. But there are other things you can ask a guy to do, which will generate an isser muksa. For example, Aval Rabba Shenit L'Shav B'Yom Tov Efil L'Shalav B'Shul Yisrael Ben B'Yom Tov Rishon Ben B'Yom Tov Sheni Osel L'Tal Tala Efil Ein Lo E'a Cheres Lo Tzei Spot. But if it's been, if it was cut on Yom Tov, so beginning Yom Tov, it was Mechubar L'Karka. So there's an Isser Tiltul. And now you want to take it to be Yotze with it. I'm sorry, you can't pick it up. The Muksahi. Ah, Why? The books is only said the Rabbanan, and let the mitzvah the rice of total of mitzvah of Natilas Lulav be darkly said the Rabbanan of Muksa. The shoes of the Makkah mitzvah also, Chazal, when they made the Risurim, the Rabbanan of Isha Tiltal Muksa, they didn't relieve it for mitzvah purposes. Okay. So that you would not be able to use that. Even if it wasn't done for the Jew, which would generate a different issur of them being benefiting, but there's an issur total. It was simple muksa. It was getting up there was muksa. It was a mechuba l'karka, which makes it muksa because it's not usable. And once it's muksa, hooks up in a shmosh, it remains muksa the rest of the day. Now, what about from one day to the next? Okay, the middle should be up to Rishon with Teres Bisheni. The one exception is there are one the case where this is going to be mutter is from one day to the next, it's not usher. Because we have a rule of it's a suffix. The suffix is either the first day is yom to the second day is really chol. Or if the first day is chol, the second day is yom, then it was detached on chol. So monashach it should be mutter. With one exception, in Moshe Kachal Yom Tov Rishon B'Shabbos, those also lots is by Gambiyam Gambiyam Rishon. Kekamim Shem Tov Kafir Gimel Inyan Beyin. The Shabbos Yom Tov Asmuchim. All the B'Zeh Asur B'Zeh. Yom Rishon meaning over here the first day of the week, right? This is Yom Tov, the second day of Yom Tov. Right. So something which is detached on Shabbos. It cannot become mutter on Yom Tov, and the argument which we saw where there was because that lives a form of Akhana. If you're going to be mutter, it means Shabbos by becoming detached on Shabbos, it became usable on Yom Tov. That's called Shabbos in Mechel Yom Tov. We have a rule: Shabbos cannot be Mechel Yom Tov. So therefore, you cannot use it on the second day. Okay.
Nachum.
Okay. Now, in ein the berach lulav, who's the tchum? The person doesn't have, and he's beyond the tchum. In ein lo mo sleep nice lots by mutzil zeh the shalcha. If he has no way of purchasing his own, you can send yours to him. He could have bought one. He just never got around to it. He didn't want to spend the money, whatever it is. So we're not going to tell you that you should do the Isser of Amir La'akum to tell the goy to transport the lulav. Or that somebody else should benefit, but when he was a pesheya. Now take a look at the shartzin and hey, Mogad Rama Chayyim. So this thought is from Mogad Rama Chayyim. It's not the shartzin. I don't get it. When you there, ma shayach mezeh chatei. Where's the chait over here? To all mitzumim mitam arvus liro shigam chaber ben yisrael yasim mitzvah satara. The idea of Arvis is if you don't do the mitzvah, I'm lacking in my fulfillment of the mitzvah also. What he did was improper, not to acquire it before Yom Tov, thereby not creating a need to do the Siddur Rabbanan. But now that he didn't buy it, he would be allowed to and be mechuyev to try and acquire it through a goy. So I should facilitate that. It should be his responsibility to pay the cost of the goy charging money. He's not sure that he really sees this mugging of rum. It's being correct, but he still quoted it. Okay. Say, I Okay, so it's a macabre calculation involved. So this is this siman over here, and the rama over here is a basic concern in general about financial obligations for mitzvahs. So first we'll start off with the specific case of Dalad Minim. In Kala Esrig, Shiroi, Lotzisboi, Betzimsa. If you're a Kala Esrig, which you'd be able to use this Esrig minimally, it's the minimal size or minimal level of kashrus. Kagoyin Shahu Kibayim is Mitzemus. It's exactly the size of a Kibayim. But Hakach, what's the goal of the middle? You found the one which is larger, which is nicer, the fact that it's larger. So Mitzullah is about Shlish, Milagav, Midmeh Rishon, Kadeh Lahaklifoy, Beyotzenoy. So the person has the ability to, it is proper for her, for him, to spend extra money to be able to get the larger one. Now, how much is that? So it's in the shlish milagat, which means there's two ways to calculate a ratio of vizir to rishon money. One's called milabar, one's called milagat. Milabar means outside, lashon of baraisa, bor, it's outside. And gav is inside of inside of something that's called gav. So I take a third of the value of the actual item. So it costs six. Mr. Burr's going to give me another cost six. So a third of that is two. So I get the new one because the original one cost six coins. If I can get the next other one for eight coins, I should spend eight coins instead. Shishma Labar would have meant that I would have added three coins, which is a half of the original price. So it'll be a third of the total price. It's greater. It'll be one. The total price will be nine. So one, three is one third of the total price that I'm at, that I'm paying eventually. That's called a shlishman labar. The shlishman lagav means I take the price which already we're discussing, a price of six, and I can get this for one third more of that, which is two. So I can get this for eight. So I should spend the eight and get the larger one.
This is after you've already spent six.
Well, we're going to see what that means. Right. In one case, I can recoup my original money and spend more. Okay. V'yeshu Sharmer. Some say she might shnei esrogim liknos. If you have two esrogim available to purchase, one is more beautiful than the other. Then you should buy the more expensive one, which is more mahudr. Again, the shear is a shlish milagav. So I have one esrog available for $60, and again, nicer esrog available for $80. I should buy the nicer esrog for $80, which is a third more milagav of the other esrog. So even if the original one is not, is more than the minimal amount. So I'm buying a nice esrog already. I could have bought the $40 esrog, which was just like minimal everything. And I went and bought the $60. But right next to 60, there's a 75. I should buy the 75, according to the sheet. But now, I'm not mechuyev in that situation if I bought it already to switch it. Okay? So this is adding a chumrah of even if it's greater than the minimal shear, but it's also adding, but that's not if it's already been purchased. Okay? Hago, Mishain lo Esrig, Oishar Mitzvah Eris. A person doesn't have an Esrig or any other Mitzvah, which you can't say we'll do it later. The Mitzvah is going to pass. So I need to purchase an Esrig. So Einter Labas is allowed, Harn Rav. I don't have to spend tremendous amounts of money. I don't have an Esrig. There's an Esrig available for $1,000. I'm not going to buy an Esrig for $1,000. What's the shear? Commercial Omru, Hamavazves, Ayavazves, yes, to Mikhamish, Philomits of Eris. Person is being Mavazves, which is he's spending exceedingly, not more than a fifth. Even if that is for Mitzvah Eris, which means you went not doing the Mitzvah, you're not Mokhid, this is more than a fifth of your worth, your available funds, to for Mitzvah Eris. Okay. So, Mr. Brewer will talk about how you calculate a fifth of what? So, the room offer the document to say this rule that you're limited to a fifth, so by Mitzvah say. Of a loisase, if it comes to a loisase, he's in call, Mamona, Kanam Shiyavar, he will clearly spend whatever it costs not to do the avail. The Bir Loch is going to talk about is the main point a say and Lusa say the main point is active versus passive. That you know the most mitzvah say the pshat is you transgress them passively. So I'm not mufib to go spend the money. I'm transgressing passively. But Lusa say you're actively doing something wrong. And you could have spent money and not have done that. So spend the money and not do it. Don't do it. I'm not allowed to go do this Aveira just because I don't want to spend my money. But theoretically, I can have a case. There are certain Losa says which you should address passively. They would have the rule of a fifth, like an Amitza say, and vice versa. You have an Asay which you transgress actively, but have a rule of the full amount. And the Bir Loch discusses that. Okay. A lot of information here in the Bir Loch. Let's see. Seem Kona. Can the Hasbro hate the Vitama Shnei Deyas acting by these two Gemara? Let's understand these two opinions. Let's see the Gemara. So the Gemara says, quote, Hidr Mitzah ad Shlish Mitzah. Hidr Mitzah is up to a third of the Mitzah. The first opinion is, right? Shana wrote to learn Mashiach the fun of Shnei Asroig and Mashnei Sifrei Torah. It's not that I have two items in front of me. She started Machmas Mitzah's Hidr, Lahoisavat Shlish Pemeka. You should spend more for the more Mahudra one. Says you can always find a nicer one. So I went from my 40 to my 60, and I went from my 60 to my 80. I went from my 80 to 100. I went from 100 to 120. Like, where's the end? Well, my Irish Esrech and Hoya boy Ra Kashir Mitsumsum Shukabe. So the case is you have one Esrech which is the minimal size. Well, Acher Golo Mimenu. The other one is a larger size. So that's the case that we're talking about, a very specific scenario. You have one which is minimal, and you can add on and maximize. Or not maximize, but at least extend. So there in that situation, you're doing something which you can do minimally, you should extend yourself a little bit. So the shlish. Why? Because using a minimal one is never a good idea because at some point in time it might shrink. But even that, according to that explanation of the Gemara, even though you purchased it already, you should exchange it for a larger one, up to, and even though it costs you more. Okay.
Let's just see. So
Ramon said that. Okay. That's one shot. Some add more. The Gemara of Arab Asterik. Can call a mitzvah shemiz down on the phone of Echad Hodo Yosem Echaber. Any scenario which you have two options in front of you, one of them being nicer than the other. So mitzvah hadar achar hadar lohizibar shdish bedavi. You should take the nicer one. So the ashdiyam is Keres point. That's the second opinion. The Sharatzian points out bays. So the first shot is a Rebbeinu Tam, the second one is Rashi. Who appears Rashi, but become a Daftes? Rashi says to the Das Rashi, who daft can be Mizam on the phone of Shay Sregim, or Shay Sipatarak Yeretzibizet. That's only, they're both in front of you with a time of purchasing. Al Mikar Kola Achas, you already bought it. Achokach Nizam and Ashnia. Enam Achiv Lahach Lifo, Lahusiv Mecha. You don't have to exchange and get and purchase the other one. That's how the Beis Yosef learns Rashi. Okay, Bebir Agro, the Hevi Siyata Ludei Ashtim Yerushalmi. As I said, the Rashi, Lav Dafka Bashim Motzi Shtei Sregim Liknes. Not only if you have both in front of you to purchase it at one time, do it in the Mekibar Kona, Mizamal Lahachim. You already bought one, and you can exchange it for a more expensive one. Gam Gentur Lahachim Vilahis. Rashi, why did Rashi give that example then? To exchange it, not always so easy to exchange. And to just buy the second one after you have the first one, that you're not mechuyev to do. Because then you end up paying the cost of the first one plus the second one. That's more than a shlish. So the scenario of exchanging is an uncommon scenario. So Rashi says the case was you had two options in front of you, and you're going to buy one or the other, so you should buy the more expensive one. Ben Chalami, if you bought one already, you could exchange, go back and exchange and get a nicer one, you'd be mechuyev to do that also. Okay. Sip cotton base. Essex Roy looks about the Sip Tim's of mine. I'm going to rub him. She was having a Esther, the wood and Sepertura, a sheriff from Mechadoma, Shekno, Bayer Barak, Sherman Sumsum. So all these were, you bought the minimal. Mashir, Shofar, or Sefer Torah, which has all the halachas of how you're supposed to write it. You did the very, very basic minimum. There's one which is larger. You could exchange it. You should exchange it and buy the larger one up to a shlish. Okay. If you would purchase the smaller one for six, Yosef Shnei Dinarim, you'll add two more dinarim. Which the Hanu Shlish Teichadomim of the six, two is one third of that. And you would add two more, which is a shlish of the money which is there. Shlish Milabar is supposed to Shlish Milagab, but Shlish Milabar is Nikr. That's referring to Kshecholak Adomim Lishnayim. You divide what you have there into two parts. Most of Chelak Shlish, you add a third one equivalent to the first two. So it comes out, it's one third of the total amount. Three and three. There are opinions that this halacha of the Gemara and the Mishnah is not shlish. It means a shlish from the bar, not a shlish from the gav. You should add on kelach lifay. Now, if the person is not willing to exchange it for you, he's willing to sell you the more expensive one. And to have two. Unless you can not exchange it, you could sell. If I could purchase the more expensive one, the larger one, and sell off the smaller one, I know somebody will buy the smaller one, so that I should do that too. Sell off the smaller one and buy the larger one. I'm not taking a loss on the smaller one. Fine. So that's that opinion. Now, this opinion has in it a chumrah that you're mechuyav d'machlif. Even though you have it already, you're mechuyav d'exchange. According to Rashi, once you have it, you're mechuyav d'exchange. It also has a kulah that if the first one is larger than the basic shear, you're not mechuyav d'exchange at all. You're mechuyav d'anything.
The first one is larger than the basic shear, not.
Right, according to this sheet of the Reno Tom, it's only because the first one was the minimal shear.
Mm-hmm.
So in that situation, your mechuyev, we're afraid that over yomtiv it's going to diminish. You end up with nothing. So get a larger one. If I start out with a larger one, then I'm mechuyev to get a larger one.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so that doesn't exist. So it has a chumrah over Rashi that according to him, even if you purchase it already, you got to exchange it.
Mm-hmm.
As a kula, you set out something more than the minimal shear, you're not going to do anything at all. According to Rashi, Mishra came out, you are mechuyev, the Bear Girl learns that you are mechuyev to exchange if possible. Right? And it's even if it's starting out with something which is more than the minimal. If you could swap it out and get a nicer one, you're mechuyev to do that. Okay. Rashi says he mentions Nei Asroigim. Hey, let's learn. Feel a kolecha gadol v'shir roi yosem mekabeh. Both are larger than the minimal size. Kimish Hashani nira hader b'yoyfi yosem mekabeh. It looks nicer. You've been mechuyev to spend money for the nicer one. However, in karkana echad v'u b'shir roi gadol yosem mekabeh. If you've already bought it already, ain't talking about the hakka b'hader l'kuliyam. You have a chuyev to bump up for the more expensive one. Why? According to the first opinion, the first asterisk wasn't the minimal size. So you can do anything at all. Once you bought it, you're mechuyev. According to the second opinion, once you bought it, you're not mechuyev to do anything. Even according to the second opinion, if you could switch it out for a nicer one, you're mechuyev to. Yeah.
According to the second opinion, according to the Gra, you're required to switch it out if you can get a nicer one.
Right. Again, you're not mechuyev to buy both.
Right.
If you can switch out one, exchange it out, or sell it to somebody else, and buy a nicer one, you're mechuyev to do that.
Right.
Which should clearly not be true according to the Rebbeinu Tam. So then according to Rashi, according to the Magen Avraham, Rashi has a kula, has a chumra and a kula over the Rebbeinu Tam. Rashi's kula is once you bought it, you're finished.
Mm-hmm.
According to the Rebbeinu Tam, even if you bought it, you're mechuyev d'machlif.
If it's the minimum shear.
If it's the minimum shear. According to Rashi, on the other hand, if you have, that's Rashi's kula. Right, once you bought it, you're done with it.
Mm-hmm.
According to the Magen Avraham. According to the Rashi's kumra is, if both are greater than the shear, you have two options in front of you, you're mechuyev to buy the nicer one. According to the time, you're not mechuyev to.
Mm-hmm.
But according to the Gra, the Rashi is only a makar, he's not a makel at all. Because
mm-hmm.
you're always mechuyev to makel, according to Rashi. You're also mechuyev to makel, according to Rashi.
To get a nicer one.
Okay. So now, this halacha, so the nicer one is if they're not charging more than this, it's not a shlish greater. You made me yakin say yes to mishlish. The shlita mitzvah, yehu rakat shlish. The chiyav of expending more to do a hita mitzvah is only up to a third more of the value. Okay. A person who can afford it, right? He has no pressure in the money. You're not going to spend more than a shlish. Okay. So Mor says that phrase. Pirush Rashi. Ashlish mishaloi. Dahino oisa shlish yoisa bihir mitzvah mishaloihu. We can't assume that Baruch Hashem is going to pay you back in this world for that. That's your chiyuv is to spend to shlish. You don't have to see any reward for that. In the olam haboy, you'll get reward. If you go beyond what you're going to do, so that the Bashem could pay you back in this world. Behind Akhilashan. That's a quote from Rashi. So, which means Rashi told you, even though you're not Mechuyev, to spend more than a shlish. If you will, spend more, the Baruch will repay you in kind. A person who's well established and he has a nice amount of money. His key goes even beyond the shlish. Okay. So there is a bug in the room. It says, however, if by doing that you're gonna send up the Sarkarim's prices, by you being willing to spend more, so what you're gonna do is just raise the price for the Sarkarim for all the people, so then you're not supposed to do that. Because then it's not right that you're affecting other people also. But up to a shlish, even if it's going to send the price up that you would do. Okay. If you're not going to spend a hard mob, Zion, he may shlish min the chosav. We're going to be more than behedged the ain't sarach litin of war mitzahachas. If you're not going to spend a third of your total property to do a mitzvah. Less than a third of your property. So we move it to the same law you find by stalker. A person who's spending stalker extensively shouldn't do more than a fifth. Because if you do more, it might affect you negatively. You'll end up needing other people to help you. Wouldn't be the same thing over here. There is a Mishpura is ever called Avos Chesed. So in Avos Chesed, he has a section on Hilchos Stalker. He talks about the din of Chaimish. By Stalker, he says that a person who's exceedingly wealthy is allowed to spend more than a fifth, because the Cheshash maybe he'll be Yoni.
It's less likely.
And again, the Cheshash he'll be Yoni because of what he's spending, not because the Bereshit decides. The Bereshit can take away all of his money any second anyway.
Right.
But don't think he's so smart and give away throwing all your money to stock because you want to be big tzaddik and end up needing to ask stock from other people. But if you're giving out large sums of money, the guy Nebuch, he only makes, you know, $10 million a year, so he wants to get $5 million to stock, so he'll still have another $5 million left, you know. Mm-hmm. So we're not worried about him. He's not misusing his money by giving that half of his money to stock. It's also Shulchan Aruch Rav. Shulchan Aruch Rav is medayik from a different Gemara. Gemara says that a ma'aser than a mer, that right before he was nifted, gave a large amount of money to Stokka. It was more than a fifth. So Gemara says that they asked him, "Hi, what about a fifth?" He says, "Urcha Rechika is Radoi Klila. It's a long road ahead of me, and the suitcases are very light." He says, "A person is doing it for the purpose to be able to get to take Susan with him when he's nifter, so he'll have to do more than a fifth." So there are some exceptions to the rule of the fifth. Getting back to the case of Stalker, we're learning from Stalker back to Mitzvah. The more stuff over Shlish, the more is a Shlish what? Shlish of his Nechassim, not Yom HaKhev to do. So you see, the more do you not expect the person to spend a third of his property on the Mitzvah. The more is the Hitter Mitzvah. The more is it means Hitter Mitzvah on the price of the original item. And that's what the more says. It's the sin of Hitter Mitzvah. It's going to Shlish on the first item. But you're not looking to spend a third of your nechassim for mitzvah. The more so, but a fifth, we would expect you to spend. Yes, Mitzvah is filled with tiberes. Yes, we come walk and chayv lahitzak upon him. Easter nechassim was that. But that would be true.
So first of all,
that if it's going to cost you a tenth,
they want to know.
That you definitely mechuyev to do. Yom Mitzvah Shir Ben and Yehu Meiser. So Yom Mitzvah, the Shir is Meiser. Now, if we're going to learn it to Meiser, why am I going to run the Eli Rabba? The Kamari Shom Leyin Stalker. Just talk about Stalker. We said the following: Shana Rishana Mina Karen, Mekan Veilach Mina Rabba. So I go out and I make some money. So I have money now to use. That money is my Karen. So the first year I have to take off one tenth of the Karen of that money. And now I use that money to generate more money. So I don't look at the total amount that I. So I bought merchandise for 100 and I sold it for 150. So the first year I went out and I generated $100. I take off $10 of the $100. The second year I use 100, generate 150. I give Meister on the 50, not on the original, not on 150. I don't take Meister again on the Karen. So that's the rule over there by Meister. So Chanami bin Yenenu. Now, so that's what the Morgan Rob says. So I have, so it means I made money year one. I should use $10 to do the mitzvah. I did that. So now that money's sitting in the bank or whatever, I'm using it to generate more money. Comes year two, I'm not going to touch that money. I already spent a tenth of that for mitzvah purposes.
Right, you already spent the initial 100.
Right, so I even though now I have 150 sitting in the bank, but 150, the 90 of that was from my original $100, which I gave 10 away from Meister, and I have 90 left. And that 90, I'm not going to touch. So I'm not going to spend 15. I'm going to spend 6.
Right.
But again, this is a minimum.
So it's not 5, it's 6. If we look at it.
Well, because it was the case was 100. You gave 10 in the first year. So you have 90 left, and then you generate another 6. So you have 150 total.
Right.
He's saying this is the minimum, but the maximum is a fifth. By Stalker, we say that the fifth is not a chiyuv. Fifth is just a mita toivo. That's because it's stock is always coming up. But this is a mitzvah error, so I don't do it now, it's gone. So I'm going to spend up to a fifth, if necessary, to get me to where I have to go. To the mitzvah. Okay. That's what the Biralocha says. That's what my mitzvahs are say. A mitzvah lawyer says that the mitzvah say who bin minias min lekayim. You know, it's a shum mice and neged rotsan Hashem Yisborach. I'm just refraining from doing. I'm not actively going against the Kadosh Baruch Hu. My sheikh and lawyer says say im yavrif. You're actively going against the Kadosh Baruch Hu rotsan, which you could prevent by spending money. You should spend the money and not do it. Because I'm going to run the mashu ksas and getting left involved, and I said that the Rav Kam said the hoyu mutalavra la lusas even the emes of malchus the akum. So that's what Magen Rama says. Machrenim mefakvin al zed hasa pikul nevesh. The point of there was it wasn't just them listening to the king. The point was it was if they didn't, their lives were in danger. Okay, so what are you gonna do for a loy say? Eat the kolam and cut him shiyab. So you gotta give away all your money. So what are you gonna live on? But after you start, you need to acher kachlach al psachim. So you're gonna have to go now and beg by the doors. It's a terror. You can't be matter eating trave because you don't want to be asked for it stuck afterwards. Right? So if you can save yourself from eating trave by spending all of your money, send all of your money, don't eat trave, and then tomorrow you'll have to go knocking on doors. First of all, it's what an average says. You can't get a job. The only job that's available is working on Shabbos. So you can't do that. Right? So you're not allowed to do a chi of chorus. Eloisa say a chi of chorus because you want to have what to eat. So you'll beg. I don't like begging, so you'll beg anyway. So, Chofetz Chaim passed to Loch Lamaisel and Chofetz Chaim. If you had a job, and the boss asked you to say Lashon Hara in a way that is not permitted, and you realize that if you don't say it, you're going to lose your job. You're going to lose your job. You're going to give all your money, not the way ever Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara is not any worse than any other Lashon Hara. That's way beyond the average thought process of our thought process.
I think of it more. I do think of it frequently in emails where I know my boss wants, he's intentionally speaking derogatorily about somebody else, wanting me to kind of like, you know, like either agree with them or throw like an add-on comment on.
Right.
And like I try to like just go around it or like ignore it. But yeah, it comes up all the time. Yeah.
Right. Okay, so let's hold it here. There's a lot of berachos. I do want to look at some of them. At least parts of some of them, because there's a lot of important things over here.